Experts say the August 6th attacks that briefly shut down the Twitter and Facebook social networking websites were aimed at silencing a Georgian blogger who is critical of Russia's military incursion into his country last year. Large-scale cyber assaults against Chechnya and Georgia preceded Russia's military actions there. The open nature of the Internet and its use by governments and business make it a rich target for an enemy attack. Retired U.S. Air Force General Harry Radaghi served on the commission that provided President Obama with recommendations on how to best protect the United States from cyber attacks. He spoke to the World Affairs Council in Houston earlier this month about the dangers and costs of cyber assaults.
It's estimated that $1 trillion worth of data is stolen globally in the year 2008.
General Radaghi later spoke about how countries and private businesses can protect themselves.
What you really have to do is manage the risk. We are vulnerable to these attacks. It's naive to think that we're always going to be able to keep the attackers out of our networks. You have to assume they're in.
He says the more advanced a country is in its use of computers and the Internet, the more vulnerable it may be.
The nation of Estonia was brutally attacked through cyber activity, where there was a directed denial of service through flooding that nation, which is very digitally advanced, with 5,000 emails a second.
Radaghi says one of his biggest concerns in Houston is the computer-run electronic control system that's vital to energy sector operations the country depends on.
Someone could attack the industrial control systems that control all the valves, all the distribution systems, and are used to turn on and off various aspects involved with the energy and the electrical power grid and oil and gas distribution networks.
U.S. government and military officials are working on better cyber defense systems and trying to coordinate efforts. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says one of the biggest challenges is finding the right people to handle the job.
How are we going to grow, recruit, and retain experts or cyber cops and experts in cybersecurity? In other words, where are the personnel going to come from?
She says the government will need the best people it can find to outsmart the cyber bad guys.
How do we get creative and think not just of what they've done, but what they're going to do next and next and next?
But the Homeland Security Secretary says the U.S. government must also take care not to intrude on citizen privacy as it ramps up its defense of the worldwide electronic network government agencies, businesses, and individuals increasingly depend on. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.